Okay, what do some people call a spook, say, to frighten children with? They might say, you better behave or what will get you?
Well, they used to say, book 'em in.
Okay. And if you meet a friend on December the 25th, you might say, well,
Merry Christmas.
And what about any other way of saying that? You remember another, or another thing that might be
well,
said?
A lot of times people, particularly the black people, will always say Christmas gift.
Okay, now does that mean that it would be nice if you gave them a present?
That means that the first one, that if my maid came in this room and said Christmas gift to me before I had said it to her, that means that I'd have to give her a present.
Oh,
so that's the way it works. I think if they say, oh, I got you first, that
I
means
see.
That you owe me a gift.
I see. I didn't know that. I've always heard the term forever.
And she ratty opened the door that she didn't get it coming in because you owe me to wish your one first.
Okay, that's good. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Carry it. Towed it.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? Draws its legs and head.
Tortoise.
How's that?
Tortoise.
In the water. What about
Well, they
on
call
land?
Gopher in, on land, but they call a tortoise, I believe. Gopher or turtle, maybe.
Okay. In the water.
Mm-hmm. Not tortoise. Okay. What's a tortoise? It is a form of gopher.
And, Okay. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And do they eat them around here?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And the upper part of a man's body? This is...
Shoulders.
No, up here.
Chest.
What about a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that would be used on a lake or a river?
Canoe.
Or?
Flat-bottom. It wouldn't be a barge, would it? Not on a river.
Okay.
It could be a river barge, I guess.
Okay, well, a canoe, is that one pointed?
Pointed, yeah.
What about if it has a square front with...
Boat.
Okay.
I don't know what you kind of boat you call it, this stuff.
Okay. Mm. What do you call the covering for a pillow on the bed, you know?
Pillowcase or the covering of, immediate covering of the feathers? You call it a ticking.
No, I mean that the pillowcase or
pillowcase.
Whatever you call that one comes over.
Pillow
okay.
slip or pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty wad of beads.
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man what the other.
Mm.
Really?
He really clobbered him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? I'm going to try to do it here.
Calf.
Gets down on his...
haunches.
Okay. And... what are words that mean a stingy person? He never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a what person?
Miser. Well, he's really a skinflint.
Okay. And if a person is wearing funny-looking clothes, you might say he looks...
peculiar.
Okay. What about, it would be a different word if it were a woman than a man?
Dowdy. She looks dowdy and tacky.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? She's really...
dressed to the nines, or dressed up, or...
Okay. What about a man? Same?
Same thing.
Okay. And what word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? He's certainly...
He's chipper.
Okay. Let me check this again since we...
Nothing's more amazing than he yourself.
Sure. Always.
Oh, man.
Okay, what do you say that somebody who never wants to do any work, doesn't have any ambition, he's
trifling.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Mm-hmm. A woodpecker.
And what do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went
helter-skelter
across the highway. Mm-hmm. All right, what about an explosion? If something blew up, you might say the pieces of metal went...
Went,
you have a word for that?
Whatever.
November.